Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, I'm Jess Rogers, and I am an educator, an entrepreneur, a philanthropist, a community volunteer. I am the founder of Tutorville, a tutoring company here in Houston that I started in 2009, and also the founder and president of Tutorville Franchise, which is founded in 2021, which we actually launch tomorrow, February 25th. We're excited about that. I graduated from HBU in 2000 with a master's degree or a degree in mass media and speech comm, and then again in 2001 with a master's in secondary education. So In between that time, I went on to New York City and did an internship at CBS News and with Dan Rather, and had an amazing experience there thanks to the university. I started teaching after my master's degree and taught math for 7 years, middle school math for 7 years, and then always was a private tutor, and stepped out on my own, quit my teaching job, and opened Tutorville. During that time, I've always credited my success to the university and what it did for me when I was there, and the person that it sort of molded me into, all the teachers and professors that I had there. I served a bunch of terms on the alumni board, and I sat on the founding board for Bob McNair's board for the Free Enterprise, and I was the first female to toss out the homecoming coin at the game. So I do a lot of volunteer work here in Houston for my business. We do a lot of work with Spring Branch ISD's community and schools, helping underprivileged kids, you know, get the tutoring support that they need for that. And also a lot of work with the Menninger Clinic. Mental health is a huge, very important to me. My staff and I are advocates for that program, and we spend a lot of time with those folks over there. And then we do a lot of work with Candlelighters, which is an organization here that supports families with children with cancer, but we do a lot of pro bono tutoring for kids that are in treatment that need help with their schoolwork. So that's kind of me in a nutshell.
It must be incredibly rewarding to tutor men and women, young men and women that are facing a challenging battle with cancer.
Right. It is. You know, when I got started with that program in 2010, we had a personal friend that had a child that got diagnosed with cancer, and that program stepped in to facilitate everything that our friend needed for her young son that got diagnosed. And so after that, we started getting calls from children that were in treatment and didn't have a place to go or school to go to, or, you know, just needing extra help. So that sort of avenue for education was, nobody was fulfilling those needs for those children, right? And so that's a really fun part of our job. My staff loves working with those kids. So we're great for partnership.
And so Tutorville, I mean, what a cool name. And I mean, you're franchising now, so you're an entrepreneur. Tell us about the genesis of that whole dream.
So my business started in 2009, just as a private in-home tutoring company. And over the years, 12 years, it sort of grew into, I added a homeschool, full-blown online homeschool program to that. Sort of life coaching support. You know, I like to say that my staff is, you know, a teacher, a tutor, an advocate, kind of like a bonus parent for our clients. And we were blessed to have an investor sort of step in and help us start a franchise project. So we hired a firm for that. And we launched that tomorrow in Houston, Austin, and San Antonio. And then, you know, really across the U.S., but our focus right now is in Texas. So we're excited to teach others how we have helped the community over the last couple of years.
I mean, tell me, I think I know what Tudorville is, but I probably don't know it like it really is. I mean, so you have coaches that help academically coach young men and women, or what's the age group or duration?
So we tutor children from pre-K to 12, some through college, and we facilitate mostly homework help or, you know, passing math or, you know, getting through physics. And then also we help families sort of work through the application process for college and for maybe private high school in town. So we kind of are a one-stop shop, if you will. I consider our company sort of like a boutique firm. We're not like your run-of-the-mill strip center type, you know, tutoring companies that you see. And we have sort of a holistic approach to learning where, of course, we care about, you know, your child's academics and things, but we care about, you know, the mental, spiritual, you know, the well-being, which that's what produces a great adult. So we're very excited to share what we do with everyone else that's interested in being part of our franchise.
What was the leap from having a single Tudorville to the franchise, and what prompted it?
I think that we see such growth for this business, and obviously education is never going to be the same because of COVID. Yeah. And it certainly changed my business model sort of overnight. And we do mainly one-on-one in-home tutoring. And when we were forced to all go online, it sort of recreated a new avenue for what we do for kids and what we can do for kids. And so we had some people just, you know, approach us from different cities and, can you help us do this? And so franchising versus expanding is better because it just allows other people to sort of step in and help, because it would be too much for my corporate office to just, you know, go where everybody needs a Tudorville, right? So we have created this opportunity, and I like to call it, we're selling Tudorville in a box, right? That's what you're buying, and we're going to teach you how to run it like I run it and hope it'll be as successful as mine has been.
And I'm sure that when you have a franchise and you're spending your money instead of corporate money, you spend it a little differently, right?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, I try.
So, you know, how long has, so 2009 to current, how many students have you helped educationally?
Sure. We've tutored over 10,000 kids in that time. And I've employed over 400 tutors. Wow. And I always say my greatest advocate out there in the world is my staff. And my staff is what makes my business work. We run kind of like a pack of wolves, you know, very tight knit. You know, I like to think of as like the cool kids, right? We're not like the stiffy old teachers that, you know, come in and work with kids, because I feel like most importantly, my staff is sort of down on their level, you know, baseball hats and, you know, let's talk sports and, you know, lip gloss and things like that. And I think that is so important now, especially with Zoom tutoring and where there's lack of interaction, that when we started back up one-on-one tutoring in person, the children were so excited for that because they were tired of the Zoom, you know.
Oh, I'm just thinking about Gen Z, that, you know, whereas digital education might be new for some adults or older adults, we have an entire generation, 90 million strong, that has grown up with the internet. They, you know, they're more proficient on all of these devices than any of us. And so Zoom has to be, you know, digital tutoring has to be as normal to them as opening their iPhone, is it?
You know, I think it's been a struggle for everyone, this whole, you know, transitioning to that platform. We had parent calls in the very beginning of last year, you know, just to teach the kindergartners or the first graders how to do an email and how to log into Zoom and how to do anything basically to promote the online learning. So, I mean, I think it sort of forced everybody to use this new way. I think that it's great. I think because some kids, you know, work better maybe in an online environment. So I think it's great, actually. I'm terrible at technology, so it certainly made me learn how to do Zoom tutoring, because I still see some kids myself and We're about to launch a partnership with HBU that we're going to be the featured company to offer a discount for faculty, alumni, and staff for anybody that's at HBU. So it's sort of, it's created great things for us on our end, and we were proud to help.
And so tell us how you came to HBU and what impact HBU had in your life.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I am from Houston. I went to Klein High School over on the north side, and I applied to HBU as a senior and got accepted. And I declined my acceptance because I got a full ride dance scholarship to the University of Miami. And I was ready, set to go, everything squared away. And the few days before, I was like, I don't want to leave Texas. So I will never forget, my parents were like, well, you have to go to college. And this is your decision. So what are you going to do? Right. So I, you know, back then, 1997, I called the university, and I wish that I could remember the woman that answered the phone, because I would send her the biggest thank you for allowing me back into the university. But I gave her my sob story and said that I would please, please be ever so grateful if she would allow my, allow me back in to the school. Course. I mean, she was like, oh, honey, absolutely. We would love to have you. So I started my journey then. I graduated from HBU a year early. So back during the quarter system, I finished college in 3 years there, went on to New York for a little while, came back to Texas, and enrolled and got my master's there as well.
Wow. So, I mean, give a big plug for anyone that's thinking about university, either on the graduate or level or the undergraduate level. Why should they choose Houston Baptist University?
You know, lots of reasons why you should choose HBU, but I feel like, and especially with what I do now, I would not be where I am today without the people that were along my path at HBU and the life stories that I learned and the teachers that I had and the support that I had, the small classes that we had where you're not just a number in a classroom, was it's just invaluable. And especially during my grad school program too, I was only there 9 months and then I was done. I met my very best friend in the entire world in that program. And I just feel like HBU is my home. And if someone is looking for that kind of environment where they can learn and grow and flourish and be in a place that is challenging but nurturing, is a great reason why to attend HBU.
Well, I totally agree. And, you know, to learn more about HBU, you can go to hbu.edu/admissions or 281-649-3211, hbu.edu/grad, G-R-A-D. And of course, 289-649-3269. You know, I just think about where you're at now, Jess, and in this post-pandemic world, we've seen kind of this disparity of many people who've lost their jobs and then other people that the pandemic's literally been a boom for them. As an entrepreneur, you have synced into the McNair Center for Entrepreneurialism at HBU. And the late Bob McNair and his wonderful wife, Janice, established that here at HBU. What has that been like? And talk a little bit about the McNair Center for Entrepreneurialism at HBU.
You know, I was very grateful to be asked to be on the founding board. And I got some buddies on that board, too, that I went to school with. So that was wonderful. I think, you know, I didn't go to school to HBU to be an entrepreneur, right? I first thought I was going to be a broadcast journalist, and that's why I went to New York City. And then back and to get a teaching degree, and then that's what I did. But, you know, now I run two companies, right? And so I think having that program for students to sort of expand their minds on the opportunities that are out there. And just because you have one degree in one thing or another degree in another doesn't mean that you can't go run some business one day. And those skills that center supports is the foundation that it is giving kids to be entrepreneurs is crucial, I think, especially in today's world where jobs are changing so quickly. you know, even my own, with my own staff, my my business changed so fast when the pandemic hit. So, you know, having that knowledge of how to run a business successfully when, you know, things are bad and good is I think crucial.
Jess, did you take the digital leap from in-home tutorship to digital because of the pandemic, or was it done before?
No, we actually have all, my business model is strictly, you know, face-to-face or face-to-face tutoring, whether that's a small group or class and in their home, because a child learns best in their home. But we added, obviously, this whole Zoom platform to our business last spring, and now we have both. And it has been great for even kids that are back in school that maybe need help. Maybe they don't need actually the person or the tutor. Maybe they work better online now. And so I felt like it's been, you know, my business has done great in this pandemic. And I'm very blessed for that.
Give us the website of Tutorville, and both here in Houston and then the franchise.
Sure. So the website for our corporate office is www.tutorvilletexas.com. And then our franchise website is www.tutorvillefranchise.com.
And how can someone get a hold of you, Jess?
Sure. You can go through our website. There's a contact us form, and you can just put on there that you're interested in speaking to me.
Super. Jess, it's just a remarkable story. We're so grateful that you've joined us today. You're another example of how HBU is changing lives one life at a time. And look at the exponential ring that's come out from your life. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and keep on doing it. And we're proud of you here at Houston Baptist University.
Thank you. Thanks for today.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.